Monday, June 5th, 1944. Dearest Kitty, new problems in the annex. A quarrel between Dussel and the Franks over the division of butter. Capitulation on the part of Dussel. Close friendship between the latter and Mrs. Van Dam. Flirtations, kisses, and friendly little smiles. Dussel is beginning to long for female companionship. The Van Dams don't see why we should bake a spice cake for Mr. Kugler's birthday when we can't have one ourselves. All very petty. Mood upstairs, bad. Mrs. Van D has a cold. Dussel caught with brewer's yeast tablets, while we've got none. The Fifth Army has taken Rome. The city neither destroyed nor bombed. Great propaganda for Hitler. Very few potatoes and vegetables. One loaf of bread was moldy. Scharminkelche, name of new warehouse cat, can't stand pepper. She sleeps in the cat box and does her business in the wood shavings. Impossible to keep her. Bad weather. Continuous bombing of Pas-de-Calais and the west coast of France. No one buying dollars. Gold even less interesting. The bottom of our black money box is in sight. What are we going to live on next month? Yours, Anne M. Frank. Tuesday, June 6, 1944. My dearest Kitty, this is D-Day, the BBC announced at 12. This is the day. The invasion has begun. This morning at 8, the British reported heavy bombing of Calais. Boulogne, Le Havre, and Cherbourg, as well as Pas-de-Calais, as usual. Further, as a precautionary measure for those in the occupied territories, everyone living within a zone of 20 miles from the coast was warned to prepare for bombardments. Where possible, the British will drop pamphlets an hour ahead of time. According to the German news, British paratroopers have landed on the coast of France. British landing craft are engaged in combat with German naval units, according to the BBC. Conclusion reached by the annex while breakfasting at 9. This is a trial landing, like the one 2 years ago in Dieppe. BBC broadcast in German, Dutch, French, and other languages at 10. The invasion has begun, so this is the real invasion. BBC broadcast in German at 11. Speech by Supreme Commander General Dwight Eisenhower. BBC broadcast in English. This is D-Day, General Eisenhower said to the French people. Stiff fighting will come now, but after this, the victory. The year 1944 is the year of complete victory. Good luck. BBC broadcast in English at 1. 11,000 planes are shuttling back and forth or standing by to land troops and bomb behind enemy lines. 4,000 landing craft and small boats are continually arriving in the area between Cherbourg and Le Havre. English and American troops are already engaged in heavy combat. Speeches by Gerbrandy, the Prime Minister of Belgium, King Haakon of Norway, De Gaulle of France, the King of England, and last but not least, Churchill. A huge commotion in the annex. Is this really the beginning of the long-awaited liberation? The liberation we've all talked so much about, which still seems too good, too much of a fairy tale ever to come true? Will this year, 1944, bring us victory? We don't know yet. But where there's hope, there's life. It fills us with fresh courage and makes us strong again. We'll need to be brave to endure the many fears and hardships and the suffering yet to come. It's now a matter of remaining calm and steadfast, of gritting our teeth and keeping a stiff upper lip. France, Russia, Italy, and even Germany can cry out in agony, but we don't yet have that right. Oh, Kitty, the best part about the invasion is that I have the feeling that friends are on the way. Those terrible Germans have oppressed and threatened us for so long that the thought of friends and salvation means everything to us. Now it's not just the Jews, but Holland and all of occupied Europe. Maybe, Margot says, I can even go back to school in September or October. Yours, Anne M. Frank. P.S. I'll keep you informed of the latest news. This morning and last night, dummies made of straw and rubber were dropped from the air behind German lines, and they exploded the minute they hit the ground. Many paratroopers, their faces blackened so they couldn't be seen in the dark, landed as well. The French coast was bombarded with 5,500 tons of bombs during the night, and then, at 6 in the morning, the first landing craft came ashore. Today, there were 20,000 airplanes in action. The German coastal batteries were destroyed even before the landing. A small bridgehead has already been formed. Everything's going well despite the bad weather. The army and the people are one will and one hope.